And we're talking about data analytics, which, you know, some of us can't even spell it. So the direction agencies are going, though, this can be kind of complicated, but you're going to water it down for us.
Well, yeah, it can sound complicated and kind of boring, too, data analytics. But actually, it really is all about using data, information, pieces of statistics in the right way to achieve results, government results and outcomes for the public. And what we did, this report that we're releasing today is called From Data to Decisions, The Power of Analytics. Federal News Radio has a great article on it and a link to the report at federalnewsradio.com. But what we did was take a look at 7 programs in 8 different agencies that were using data and analytics, if you will. It's not just the data, but it's knowing how to use the data and making sure you have the right data. We looked at 7 programs in 8 agencies that were using this data to really make a difference in what they were doing and, you know, what kinds of services they were providing and making improvements. Let me give you just two quick examples. Centers for Medicaid and Medicare. You know, this is an agency that, you know, really is the health care or enables health care being provided to a huge percentage of the population. And they had primarily initially a regulatory focus, taking a look at, you know, whether the nursing homes that they oversee were, you know, completing surveys that they had administered to them and looking at the number of staff they have in relationship to, you know, patients, which sounds good. But somebody finally thought, well, should we not be focusing actually on how well patients are being taken care of? So it went from a regulatory viewpoint or mindset to, well, let's focus on the quality of care people are receiving. And they started measuring, instead of surveys and staff ratios and all, they started measuring things like in nursing homes, how frequently are patients developing ulcers or bed sores? How often are restraints being used on patients who, you know, may be suffering from dementia and so on? And when they started focusing on quality of care and working with the healthcare providers to really, you know, get, you know, the use of restraints down, to get the number of bed sores down, then, you know, quality of care started, you know, improving. And they also did an interesting thing with the data. They, you know, they have a 5-star rating system for nursing homes.
And, well, John, let me just ask you this. So we're speaking with John Palguda of the Partnership for Public Service. To change what it is you measure, doesn't that take a policy switch? I mean, can a federal manager just say, well, this is what we're going to measure from now on?
Well, it does require a policy shift. You're absolutely right, Tom. And this is where leadership in the agencies are obviously very important. But it can start from within an organization. We looked at what was going on in the Federal Aviation Administration, and there was a group within FAA that was focused on safety and preventing near misses and stuff like that. And they started using metrics to and data to guide behavior, you know, at the airports and in the air traffic control centers and all that. And that bubbled up, you know, from that internal group. You know, the agent's leadership said, hey, this is a really good thing, and we're going to expand upon this. So, yes, absolutely, Tom, it requires a policy change, and it requires support from leadership. One of the other stories that we look at is another success. It's a collaboration between the Department of Veterans Affairs and Housing and Urban Development. And they both work together to reduce homelessness among veterans. And you know, this is you know, something that obviously everybody can support. Top leadership in both agencies was very adamant about not counting the number of housing vouchers issued and how many people are getting processed, but how many vets have homes, or more, or the other way, you know, how many vets are still homeless. And when they started focusing on that, and then they started working with the housing agencies and the, you know, the states and counties, they started being able to identify the bottlenecks, things that were preventing homeless vets from getting homes, and work on those and see the number of homeless vets start dramatically declining. So, yeah, you've got to have leadership. You've got to have the right metrics. You have to have a good line of sight between, you know, for the staff, a focus on what are we trying to accomplish here. We're not trying to, you know, just do, you know, process stuff and issue things. We're trying to get a result. And when you start focusing people on the result and people know what they're trying to achieve, you know, that gives you some breakthroughs. Technology can help. You know, there's a lot of data out there. Government's good at getting data, but it's really the question of getting the right data. And there's off-the-shelf software programs that can help you monitor the data.
Is that part of the – pardon me for interrupting, but is that part of the reason why it's taken a while for agencies to start using this technique? Because they do need to have the people who know where to go get the data and then know how to crunch the data so that they can measure the data and come up with a conclusion.
Absolutely right, Amy. It's not enough to just have lots of data. You have to have the ability to use it, and you have to have people who know what to look for and how to translate that into, you know, simple, meaningful information for the users. The bottom line here is that, you know, the federal employees and the public can agree on the results to be achieved from government. But without good measures, without good data to track progress, to foster collaborations, to increase transparency, so the public knows what's being achieved, it can be difficult to know if you're getting the results and to drive towards that. But with the budget situation government agencies are facing now, good data analytics are even more valuable than they ever have been in making sure we're getting the most out of every dollar spent and getting results that matter. And that's what this report is all about, the power of analytics.
John Palguda is the Vice President for Analytic Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks very much for that report.
Thank you, Tom and Amy.